Who is Elizabeth Banks?
I only recognize the name. Do you have any idea?
I don't know. I know. I've seen
pictures. Anyone here know who Elizabeth Banks is?
Sir, come over here. We don't know. Who's Elizabeth Banks?
Step forward. And
maybe we'll get a little picture on it. You're Oski from Summer of 42. That's an old reference. That's for all the old people that are here, ladies and gentlemen.
Are you taking offense at that?
No, you shouldn't. It's a compliment, man.
Handsome devil.
Elizabeth Banks, please to enlighten us.
She is the hottie freak from 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Hottie freak from 40-Year-Old Virgin.
She is trying to seduce Steve Carell kind of last few
Gets drunk in the car?
No, that is the wife of Judd Apatow.
Okay.
Elizabeth Banks, she's in the bathtub near the end.
Oh, okay.
No, and she gets a little, like, loopy, though, right, when they're driving?
She's drunk, too, but the driving
blonde. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
And welcome to another edition of Papa's Basement. We got a little ministry playing in the background today.
How come?
Because I didn't have time to rip the song I wanted, Will.
The song depresses the hell out of me. I like it, but...
I used to get so high to this song so often and get so depressed.
No, I remember, I listened to this. It's like the night before 8th grade started or something, and it just, like, really bummed me out. It was the night we went to that stupid Goulet play, Man of La Mancha.
You're right, that was right before school started.
Yeah, no, I think it was the night before.
Huh. But, you can listen to us live every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. at www.fcac.org/WEBR. And you've also got the archives at www.inpapasbasement.com, which Google is... hopefully finally putting past the goddamned imposter of papasbasement.com. And the never updated, but possibly updated this week, www.dirtytissues.com, the old comic book website.
Do you have to, like, put in keywords for Google to bring certain stuff up, or does it automatically?
I don't really know how Google works, so I'll level with you.
I think it just scours the stuff on the page.
It has web crawlers, they're called.
Yeah, because if you Google my name, like, it brings up crap like music stuff I've done.
Really?
I'm listed on it, yeah.
So. Okay. Mr. Fancy Pants?
Not all of it, so that's why it's kind of weird.
Yeah. I'm glad it's not attaching every product that I've ever been associated with to my name. But, that was the intro today. Was me living out a hallowed radio dream, getting on the air with, now it's just the Mike O'Mara Show. It used to be Don and Mike, the radio gods. But I, however briefly, was living out my Rupert Pupkin-like dream of being on the air.
Were you, like, in the front when he called you, or you just put your hand up?
For those that aren't fans, they were having, the Mike O'Mara Show was having kind of a hog party, a biker party / barbecue.
Hogfest 08.
Hogfest 08, there you go. Good listener. And I was like, screw it, I am going down there, and I am getting on air, so help me God. So I show up at the broadcast studio in Toothless Fairfax, Virginia, as they call it. And it was kind of just a lot of bikers off in the corners eating all the free food.
Nice.
Like, doing what you'd imagine dirty bikers to do. And, not that many clean-cut cats were there for the actual show, it would seem. I think most, because, like, one biker...
Showed up for food and beer.
Yeah. And one biker struts up to me, like, as soon as I get there, like, "Atta, get my bike in that show right there." Talking, like, they had, a best in bike show contest? I mean, I totally wasn't paying attention to that aspect of it.
Yeah, I think they're just showing off, like, choppers and motorcycles.
Yeah, I showed up pretty clean cut, actually, wearing the same outfit you see me in today. Nice. The picture of cleanliness.
I was telling Mom how I usually go, like, a week at a time without changing clothes now.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I only change usually, like, on Friday and Saturday when I go out.
Oh, that's disgusting. Well, I know you go commando, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I couldn't handle that. I would get such zits up and down my junk.
No, I don't sweat,
it's
really.
The hatter herpes.
It's like, unless I do cardio. Which I don't do anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. You and I differ, Pally. I'll kind of nurse the shirts once in a blue moon. The jeans go 2-3 weeks.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm disgusting when it comes to jeans. Unless the only thing that forces me to change them is, hard labor with Hercules, the locksmith company. If I get, like, sawdust up and down them. If I've been out in a bar and I was just smoking like a chimney.
Even if you don't smoke, you just get that bar smell attached to your clothes.
Yeah, and that's about it. If there's an oopsie with the hand lotion during the fun time, that's rare, though.
Lotion, good.
And so, yeah, that's about it. Those are the only three things that'll get me to change my shorts.
Yeah, I mean, it's like I have to like, get something on them.
Yeah.
Or just after a week.
No one really looks at the jeans. I mean, honestly, unless it's like some chick or some dude.
Well, that's the point. Yeah, it's like, I mean, really, how dirty do you get your clothes? You
know, yeah,
not
I
very.
Don't run around in my own filth like Gordy or Babe. Or...
Yeah, and if you wash them every time you wear them, then you're just going to like kill them that much quicker.
Yeah.
And for me especially, like I have a hard time like finding clothes I like, so.
Well, of course, I have the huge penis, so I wear out the crotch just by walking in them.
The but... sweatpants. He finds the crotch wears out.
God, I wish we had some Simpsons soundboard stuff to play. All I got is dough. But in honor of in honor of Homer wearing out his sweatpant crotches.
Tell Leo to like use Netflix to get some Simpsons DVDs.
Well, honestly, there's the Chinaman's version of YouTube that has illegal, you know, Simpsons and everything on it.
That's right, you're telling. But then the sound quality isn't as good.
Oh. No, it wasn't bad actually. That's where I got the whole former outro we had with the. You know, Marge saying, testing, does my voice sound like that?
Yeah, it's not too bad.
No!
And I'm pretty sure that dough was from...
One of those.
Yeah, from the Ching a Chang Chong
site. One of those Chinaman episodes.
Yeah, it has Chinese subtitles, which is fantastic, running throughout the whole thing. But yeah, I managed to get on air, and they called me Oski from Summer of 42. And typically, I get all their esoteric, you know, weirdo references, but that one slipped past me.
Yeah, I never heard of that.
So this morning, once I cleaned up that sound bite, which, by the way, was a... Of course, played with full permission of the Mike O'Mara Show and CBS Radio. Yeah, I Googled up Oski in Summer of 42.
Let me see.
Okay, come on over here because I really couldn't get a clean shot of Oski. I got Summer of 42.
Boy, just go to like IMDb.
I'm at it, man. Okay. He was Oski is third billing. Played by Jerry Hauser. He sounds like a man of Semitic descent. It hasn't been the first time I've been called Jewish. Now, in this picture, I see the big poofy-haired guy.
There could also be the guy in the back left.
Who could be. That's Paul Newman. Yeah, I don't look like there's a kid-toucher-looking mother effer in this one. Hold on. Names, Jerry Hauser. Characters, Reggie Dunlop, Dave Killer, Carl. Okay. I've actually seen the end of this movie, too. Slapshot. So I have seen Oski, a.k.a. Jerry Hauser, in action.
Well, just Google Jerry Hauser in image
shirts. I did Jerry Hauser. And we'll go to Google Images. This is him, looks like at a celebrity kind of hockey thing after the fact. Yeah, because he's got the old gray dog muzzle going at that point. So we're going to pop around a bit. Maybe this is Jerry Hauser in the heat of the movie.
Well, go back to the old picture now that I know what he looks like.
Okay, he's going to be second billing on this cover. Okay, you know what? Oski, not a bad looking dude. I'll take Oski. God damn it, I've been called worse.
We'll go back to the old picture. Let me see.
This one?
Or no, like the Summer 42 or whatever, so you can figure out which one he is.
I'm thinking Oski's dead center right there.
So it's not too off, I would say.
Yeah. You know what? Oski, not a bad looking guy. Good old Jerry Hauser.
It
Mike was
looks like that dude from the Strokes.
Oh, Fabrizio.
No, Albert Hammond or whatever. Like one of the guitarists.
Well, let me see who he looks like. Albert Hammond. Yeah, we got some images. La-da-da. Oh, okay. Oh, okay, yeah.
Another Jewish fellow, most likely.
More than likely, yeah. More than likely can count as pennies. But, yeah, okay. Cripes. So I look like a good-looking Jew. I'll take it.
No, people think I look Jewish all the time because of the nose or whatever.
Yeah. It's, what you gonna do, man?
I don't care.
We're cheap, too, you know? We live up to the stereotype.
But, I mean, with me, like, I think Jewish chicks are hot, so... Not like, giving ass about Jewish
I've
dudes.
I've seen some hot ones. God, it is hot as hell in here.
Are you serious, man? It's freezing.
Are you...
You're a nut.
Oh, man, you need to gain a few and I need to lose a flu, maybe. Speaking of juice, like Auschwitz in here, man.
No, Christ. I always think the studio is like cold as balls.
It usually is. I don't know what's wrong. Mom thinks I'm burning up too, but she's always
like moderately
she's got the piss poor circulation.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just different people. It's the way it is. You know, right. Some people are hot.
Yeah, I guess. But
no, I guess I tend to be cold a lot.
All right. What did you do with the fish plate that's currently in my car? We drove into the studio today. I interrupted Will having his post-workout meal. And it was
creatine and tuna steaks.
Tuna. And so he's driving down the highway just merrily munching off his plate, this tuna steak. How much is there's no meat left in my car, right? That's going to stink it up in the summer sun.
Tiny bit. Oh, it's not cold.
You didn't just drop it on the pavement?
No, because it really wasn't smelling, I don't think. I'm pretty sure it's not going to smell.
We'll find out in an hour. I mean, we're
plus
driving,
it's not hot.
We're driving home in that vehicle.
Yeah, exactly.
So, and it will be with the windows down, so help me God if necessary.
No, I wouldn't have left it in if I thought it was like smelling to all hell. I mean, it's tuna. It's pretty weak, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, tuna's known to stink like hell. What do you
When you open up a can, I'm saying this has like already been out.
Okay, the cooked steak. Yeah. But dude, tuna's what you call, you know, a certain something by.
Yeah, I know.
It smells.
Oh,
hell!
Nice.
I was right
but
on.
No, I'm pretty sure it won't stink. Plus, it's like 70 degrees outside.
All right. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure we're okay with an hour.
No.
And
plus, all
not,
smells clean out eventually. It's not
that's
like
true.
Seinfeld.
No, the BO that lingers forever.
No, like, especially, I mean, I think you drive with the windows down like I do, too.
I
as
typically
to
do.
Air.
I read recently, now that, you know, we have our Jewish side out in the open.
Lowers gas mileage.
Yeah, creates way too much drag.
But like, then, so does using air condition.
Apparently, on open highway, air is better. Air is going to munch you about 1 gallon, mile per gallon, uh-huh. And gas drag can really kill you. With the open windows.
Huh.
So if you're like kicking around in neighborhoods and stuff, windows down is fine. But if you're open highway, you're really going to drag. Huh. God, we sound like another, you know, like an actual car show on this damn station now.
Well, no, I mean, it is effing ridiculous. Like,
what, the prices?
Yeah, I mean,
oh, yeah.
I have the Civic now, which I guess...
Pretty bomb-ass mileage on the
yeah,
Civic, dude.
I figure I haven't like done the math to see exactly what I get.
I think
but
you're 27, like, city.
They're saying, like, on the website, they're saying, like, 30... city 40 highway
yeah
but yeah then like the actual one the tag I think like the EPA rating said 25 city 35 highway
sounds about right
and yeah so I'm thinking that's more accurate.
It's like 1 or 2 mpgs more in my crappy Focus
and like because of Taurus I think it had like a 18 gallon tank let's say
yeah
and I
it was 15 ish
if I did like nothing but highway like just long distance stuff I could get like 400 miles to a tank 400 some
really
yeah well, I'm saying like all highway usually it ended up being like 350 375
huh.
So it's not bad but
you're
the,
listening to Gas Talk
the Civic it's I guess 13 with like a 2 gallon reserve tank because even when I fill up it's bone dry it's only like 10 something gallons
yeah
and I get like 400 some to that
that's
so.
Pretty hot. God damn you I get like two I can get about 3 if I drive my Focus into the ground
really
yeah
from full to like ass empty
yeah like
you might not drive it as low as I do I'm talking like light on and everything
light on I'd be getting 3 something
okay
low threes
but see you probably still have more after that
I don't know
you're
I,
not tapping
I don't drive
into
it the damn ground like you I'm not a savage. So I will do a little bit of movie review, even though you didn't get to see it.
Nor do I want to.
I don't blame you. We weren't really raised on indie, shall we?
No, I mean, all I remember is like...
Here comes the John Williams. Ta-da. I should have trimmed that beginning.
I just remember the dude ripping out the other dude's heart and
yeah,
plunging
Temple
him into
Doom.
The
That's
pit
the
of
only
fire.
One we saw when we were kids. And first of all, I love John Williams because you were in band. I mean, you had to play a lot of John Williams crap.
I mean, at the time, I didn't know.
Yeah, but he's brilliant and all, but all his crap sounds the same.
And what else has he done?
Superman theme. Well, he did Star Wars and Jaws.
See, a lot of Danny Elfman's crap sounds the same, too.
Yeah, is it just because we're like... uncultured to the whole what is this orchestral music
I just
call it loud horn stuff
yeah I mean it's done with a full orchestra yeah
because I mean to me I hear this
look it's cinematic it's supposed to be like
theme.
Yeah
Maybe we should use this as an intro every week. It makes me sound really damn important. The kind of Walter Cronkite thing.
Yeah, it's like I recognize that, but I remember it was National Geographic. I thought.
Yeah,
like,
you would see that, and then you'd see the Africans with tees down to their knees.
No, I just remember like the one thing when we were kids, like they parodied it on The Simpsons. The Simpsons. Remember that's like someone's typing, and then they throw a page on the typewriter.
That was a production company that did a ton of sitcoms.
Yeah, and then like it, right, the page folds
into
the logo.
Wolf. I remember for a fact it did effing Airwolf.
I don't even remember that show.
You don't remember that with like the awesome attack chopper? It was like in the vein of Knight Rider. It was it starred that drunkard Jan Michael Vincent and Ernest Borgnine.
Jan Michael Vincent.
That was my first Borgnine exposure as a child.
I just know Jan Michael Vincent. Like, remember his girlfriend called Stern one time?
Oh yeah, he was a drunkard, like wife beater and stuff.
Yeah, and she was like 8 months pregnant, and he just like kicked her in the stomach and killed it, and got away with it too.
Really?
Yeah. Because I guess she didn't go to the cops. Yeah, I know.
The Rudy clap.
No, that's why I always say, like, other options, you know, besides having it and going to the clinic is the Jan Michael Vincent abortion.
Oh, my God. That is brilliant.
Take a baseball bat and what pow.
The Rudy applause. Nothing finer.
I'm about to piss my pants, man. Can you hold on a second? Goddamn
sure.
Creatine.
I can hold the fort. Yeah, dude, that stuff just floods you with water.
Jesus H.
Make it spiffy. Someone decimated that bathroom, by the way.
What do you mean?
You know what always goes on in radio station bathrooms, according to legend, just dumps from hell.
We'll find out.
Oh, you'll enjoy it. So Will has left the studio, and he is going to relieve himself. I wish we had a wireless mic so I could bring to you that magical sound of liquid on porcelain. In the meantime, I can do my Indiana Jones review. Will didn't see the film, and probably didn't care to comment on a film he hasn't seen, so he can go to hell. He's not a team player. Indy, I liked. I was not raised on Indy like the average cracker kid in my rich, spoiled area who were raised on a steady diet of Star Wars, which I really didn't see as a kid either. Star Wars and Indiana Jones, but I saw Temple of Doom a couple times when I went to my grandma's house and she had Skinamax and we would sit around and watch movies while we could, Will and I. And we enjoyed, a caller. I wonder if it's my snoring harasser. Let's find out. Caller.
Hello.
Hello.
You out there? I can't hear you.
Hey there.
Who are those people that are talking on the TV right now?
They are called the Billy and Steve Show.
The what?
The Billy and Steve Show.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
How old are they?
12 and 14, I believe.
I think you're absolutely right. Jeez, I've never heard anything that stupid.
It is.
Where do they get these people?
It is.
I mean,
ridiculous.
Do they do this for a living?
I believe so. They're actually making okay money at it. Pretty. I know it's a
it's
horrible.
It's amazing.
World.
Yeah, I mean, it's really amazing that people, you know, listen to that crap.
It is garbage.
Yeah, it's really funny. I mean, the funny part is that there's a bunch of assholes out there listening to that crap.
I know.
I turned it on just for a few minutes. I was going through the channels and stuff like that. I couldn't believe it. But, yeah, you know, on the other hand, yeah, I guess it's sort of believable in this day and age.
Yeah, this climate.
Amazing. Amazingly amusing.
Well, I will be sure to log your call, sir.
All right, bud.
Thank you for calling in.
All right, bye.
And we now have a new alias for the show, the Billy and Steve Show. So, yeah, Indiana Jones, getting back to Indy. It had all the typical over-the-top junk you would expect out of an Indy movie. I'm not going to give away any plot twists when I say it involved crystal alien skulls. Hey, Will's back.
Yeah, how was that? Trying to have a one-man show.
It was brutal. I hate hosting alone. Actually, the timing was perfect, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Right when you're about to falter?
Yeah. No. I faltered immediately.
Oh, nice.
No, actually, we had a caller call in who didn't recognize he was speaking to the on-air talent and was just going on and on about how the show was sophomoric. And he asked who was hosting the show, and I said it's the Billy and Steve show.
Yeah.
And he then asked the ages of Billy and Steve, and I said I believe they're 12 and 14. And he asked, are they doing this for a living? I'm like, yeah, I believe they're making good money at it.
Nice.
So yeah, we got our aliases now.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
You're gonna be Steve though. I'm Billy.
I want to be Kyle.
But he was a nice enough guy. Made me laugh.
He said the word sophomore.
No, he said something like, what a dumb bunch of assholes.
Nice.
It's pretty good. Cracked me up.
Why isn't he calling back?
I don't know.
Now that he realizes he's been fooled.
He was just flipping through, he said.
So now he's been tricked by two dumb assholes, according to him. You mean I was on the air?
We got him, Billy, my 12-year-old cohort.
I'm sorry, I missed
that.
Wait,
I forgot. You're Steve.
Yeah.
That's pretty good, man. But that was maybe our best call, dare I say.
What about the senile old dude?
Senile old guy was really good, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, that was...
I still have Papa's Basement, the Lost episode, which I've never uploaded. You were not a part of. I came in here on a Tuesday one day, and this old guy wanders in the studio, and for 40 minutes, just talks into the mic.
While you're there?
Yeah.
Did he even, like, regard you?
Yeah. But I just wanted him to talk. Like, I wasn't going to bust his balls. He was in studio.
I thought it was like some derelict just like found his way in here.
It was skirting that line, but no, he was welcomed in by me. He was ushered in.
Who was it?
I believe his name was Len.
But like, what was he doing?
I don't know. Old guy, saw the studio. He was like 80 something.
Oh, jeez.
Had the, I served stickers on and
Lord.
The biker hat.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty good. But I was explaining, okay, so Indy, I was called by Tony DeSisto to see Indy the opening night, Wednesday, midnight-ish.
That, to me, falls in the same category as superhero movies.
Yeah.
Not for grown men.
I'm going to say it's a little dorkier. If to me, it's like a redone Star Wars, like people trying to capture what they had 20
back
years
in the
ago.
80s. Mm-hmm.
Like Iron Man, that's one thing. There's never been like an Iron Man film or Spidey films or something like that. And
never was like any 70s Spider-Man or those like
horrible.
Old Superman movies.
It would be horrible. Can you imagine the special effects?
It'd like probably look better to me.
Like a blaxploitation Spider-Man?
Like that's one thing I noticed, like a lot of times I'll watch IFC like in the middle of the night. Mm-hmm. Are you trying to lower my level? Sounds a bit hot. A little bit hot.
Yeah, your mic keeps pushing into the red actually.
Yeah, no, I can hear it kind of distorted.
Are you serious?
Move the mic away, yeah.
Okay.
I'm a musician. I got the ears.
Talk now.
I know when things start to compress and then distort.
Okay, Mr. Radio Term.
Right. Well, no, that's music,
pretty
too.
Pretty smart for 12-year-old Steve.
Yeah. What was I going to say? Like, IFC, I like those movies. And usually, obviously, the writing's better than, like, most mainstream crap.
Mm-hmm.
But another thing I realize is, because they're indie movies and they don't need it and they don't have the budget for it, they're just, like, completely devoid of special effects.
Oh, yeah,
and
they
to me,
have to
they look
around it.
So much better because I guess they're done with digital cameras. Like, I guess most people use digital video cameras now.
Yeah.
And, just
film
like,
stock has kind of died.
Yeah, and the shots and everything look like so much better than any big budget movie you'd see today, like, in my opinion.
There's a couple well executed big budgets a year, but I know what you mean. Like, dollars get in the way more than they help out.
Yeah, it's just no matter what, the computer crap always looks cheesy. I don't care how many millions you spend on it.
It still
looks like a computer did it.
Yeah,
that will never change.
It still looks like King Kong, the little rabbit fur covered miniature being moved as it climbs the Empire State Building. It still looks fake.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it has yet to convince me it looks real.
Right. And the thing is, especially when it's...
You're really anal about that, though. That really...
It really bothers me.
It drives you up the damn wall, man.
Especially because there's so many people who are like, you gotta see Star Wars Episode 2. The effects are so amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'm just like, this looks effing terrible. I don't care, like, how long it took people to do this, how many hours they put into it.
Still looks like ass.
How much it cost. Yeah. It's just... It looks like an effing cartoon.
Well, you would have hated this then, because right. The first three indies were done without, they were the era before computers.
Well, that had to be some crap with, like, the boulder following them? Or that's
no,
just, like,
man.
Cut?
That was done in, like, 88.
Yeah, but, I mean, they had some
you
kind
gonna
of
You're
going to
run that off,
thing.
Like, an Amiga? Like, a Commodore 64? No. There's
anyway,
no
it's not a computer. It's, like, trick shooting or whatever.
Nah, it was just, like, old-level blue screen, I guess.
Or just, you know, they have a shot of the boulder,
yeah,
and Indy running, and pan yeah, and back and forth
tape
enough
it together,
so you think it's happening at once.
But yeah, I was explaining that you and I weren't really raised on Star Wars or
thank
Indy.
Thank Christ. Jesus.
Yeah, exactly. I was saying most of the little spoiled cracker kids in this area kind of are like, ooh, Indy!
All... oh, I was going to say Star Wars at least.
Yeah, but...
I know what you're saying, yeah.
I didn't see the Star Wars crap till I was like 15.
I don't
14?
Think...
Somewhere in there.
Well, I saw episode 2 in the theater and I was baked, but
uh-huh.
Other than that, like anytime...
what a horrible waste of marijuana.
I know. I think it was resin, too. It was just like that pipe we had for God knows how many
the
years.
Grandpa's pipe?
Yeah, I just smoked whatever was stuck
God
to the side
that
of
thing.
That.
Where is that?
I don't know.
Probably in my room somewhere.
Good question,
to
yeah.
this day.
Maybe in my room at mom's house. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
That was a harsh smoke.
It was great, though. I always loved the grandpa's pipe. You know, because if you ever got in trouble, you could lob that thing like a quarter mile, man.
Purchased from CVS.
Yeah, $5. It was when dad tried to quit and go to pipe tobacco for about 2 weeks.
Maybe Spencer has it. Who the F knows?
I don't think we have it. But yeah, long story short, man, we're there. We see it with all the dorks, the 12:20 showing. Like, there's a midnight at 12:10, at 12:20.
And this was like the night it came out.
Yeah. And I'm like, Tony, we gotta, this is, you know, at the behest of good friend Tony DeSisto, who's like, dude, you wanna see it? I'm like, what the hell am I doing? I'm gainfully unemployed, you know? Let's go for it. So we go, and it's about 10 guys in front of us comprising the Justice League of Virgins. You know,
I was going to ask if it was like sold out or something.
Not the 12:20.
So
I was
not
very
like
smart.
Star Wars.
No. Well, I would say even the 12:20 of Star Wars, you're talking a third showing. You know, you got a 12, a 12:10, a 12:20.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think they'd
every
have
fruit is
going to
be the 12 and 12:10. There's four. There's a 12:30 as well.
Jesus. They really expected to do that much business?
I guess. I don't know. So by like 12:20, it's... there's one guy who I think was a little light in the loafers, and he had honestly
I am not gay.
The most tiny gerbil-like hands I've ever seen on another human being. So,
was it like the retarded cripple arms?
No, not like the little...
Like Tracy Morgan, the T-Rex arms?
No, the little crippy crabs?
Yeah.
No. They were just really, really tiny. Like, if you saw these hands on an 8-year-old, you wouldn't be shocked at all. Like, these were little hands that should be gripping a T-ball.
But instead, they're gripping other men's
jeez. Yeah, exactly. He must be a huge hit in the gay community. Like, he wraps his hands around your junk, you look like John Holmes.
You know? That, and it also reminds you of an 8-year-old boy.
Yeah, exactly.
Two pluses.
No, I'm not gay.
But, yeah, so these guys are babbling on throughout all the previews, just the most stereotypical dork stuff you could think of. I know at one point
must
there was a...
miss.
There was a... Yeah, it was... Exactly. Faux witty banter. They got huge dork laughs. You know, not witty like the
you and I.
The dumb assholes, Billy and Steve.
Right.
But I can tell you verbatim there was an argument about what was the best video game port of a movie back in the day. They came up with the answer being Lion King for Sega Genesis.
Oh, like movie to video game,
yeah.
Not vice versa.
With Aladdin as a close second.
Well, wait, were they arguing... Which video game was better?
Yeah, what was the best movie video game?
I never played Aladdin, but I remember, like, for Genesis, it got, like, really good reviews.
I just remember that Lion King was introduced as a very solid platformer.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and so I'm just staring at Tony, and I'm like,
I'm
pumped.
Wanting to do this in my head now. Like, what's the best movie to video game? I never liked any of them.
No, they're all crap.
Yeah, because it's like, hey, let's cash in on the hype. That's why now they're released simultaneously.
Yeah.
It's like Iron Man the movie, Iron Man the video game.
Exactly. Here's your
same day.
Yeah, your Iron Man enema if you get constipated from eating your Iron Man ice cream shakes while you play the game.
Yeah, honestly, it's like, it's just a tag on, you know?
It's junk, man. It's just tie-in advertising. It's crap.
Exactly. No.
But, yeah, so they're going on about this. And for the record, I'm going to go with the 8-bit Batman. The original one. It was dark as hell. It had decent gameplay.
It was tough, man.
It was tough.
That was a pretty decent game.
Yeah, it was kind of like Ninja Gaiden.
I'd say harder. Because Ninja Gaiden, I could go get to the end.
I beat it eventually.
With like ROMs or whatever.
Yeah,
saving. Yeah, I think maybe I did too. God, what a sweet feature. Save at any second.
God bless Nintendo ROMs.
But, no, Batman, I think I may have even tried that on ROM and I still couldn't beat it.
No, I beat it.
Really?
Yeah, I guess I'm the victor here.
God, now that's a tough mother effer right there.
But yeah, so that was said, and they maintained silence mostly throughout the movies. I'll tell you right now, the movie features, let's see, kind of crystal skulls of aliens, which are Mayan artifacts, which have telekinetic properties.
Okay.
And can brainwash people. And it also has Indy kind of at ground zero of a nuke explosion, which he survives by crawling into a lead-lined fridge, which launches about a half mile into the air, and he bounces around.
Jesus Christ.
So the dorks are watching this with rapt attention. Me, I'm like, okay, it's about what I expected. I don't hate it. I don't really...
Crawled inside Callista Flockhart's cunny.
Exactly.
Is that who he's dating in real life?
Yeah.
I forgot who it was.
Nah, that's an okay couple. She's not really hot.
No. Nah.
And he's ancient.
She's one of those chicks who's just like, wouldn't be bad, except she's like so effing flat.
With the Joker smile and everything. But there's a scene, kind of maybe two-thirds into the movie, where Shia LaBeouf, however you pronounce that freak's name.
I know the name. I don't know what the hell he's famous for.
Transformers, being the half-dork, half-hottie type.
Like Tobey Maguire. Right?
Exactly. Right. Thank you.
A man-child.
He's hanging from a vine.
With a patchy beard.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, he's got guns, but the chin of an 8-year-old.
Right.
So it's funny. He's hanging from a vine. And he looks around, and there's these little monkeys, and he sees the monkeys swinging from the vines.
And so, it gives him an idea.
Bravo, Will, you could have written this. So he starts swinging vine to vine. Monkeys. Well, the fat bearded V card in the seat next to me, this is the straw of implausibility that broke the camel's back. And he loudly proclaims, "Bull S!" right in the middle of the film. That is the thing. Not the crystal skulls. Not the goddamn cheesy Russian stereotypes. Not Indy going a half mile in the air.
And surviving.
And climbing out. Yeah, he climbs out of the fridge, dusts off his cap, washes the mushroom cloud, and walks off. You know, and isn't dead.
Why is there a lead-lined fridge just lying around anyway?
Who knows?
Who the F stores their food in lead?
It was like, you know, like inside the fridge. But even then, I still don't get it. And this is
instantly get radiation poisoning the second he opened it?
Yeah, like the premise of the rest of the movie is he's losing his hair and his nails are falling out. No, not at all.
Oh, it's not?
No, it's not like Brendelfly getting sick or anything. And for the rest of the movie, I just laughed hysterically, thinking, because it was the most femme. It was like when Mike does an impression of Rabe.
Right.
And it's this kind of tranny-ish voice.
Right.
It was like that. It was Bull S. And I lost
What theater is this? Fairfax Corner?
The Deluxe.
What?
The Fairfax Cinema Deluxe.
Oh, like the expensive captain seats or whatever they have?
No, it wasn't the studio, the rich person seats.
Oh, it's director's called Cinema chairs. Deluxe?
Yeah, the whole theater is the Cinema Deluxe.
That's in those Fairfax Corner.
Yeah. So there you go. My review is it was decent.
I can't believe like they actually have the cojones like charge more for bigger seats.
Where the hell is it a director's seat?
I don't know.
There's no camera. There's no starlet filleting you for her next role.
Yeah, isn't a director's seat that, like, folding wooden thing with, like, the canvas
bottom?
Yeah, you
bottom? Don't even get the Cecil B. DeMille little megaphone, you know? You get nothing. You get assigned seating that splits you up, cockblocks you from your friends if you're, like, more than 3 minutes late to the film.
I don't even know if I've ever been to one of those.
You have once for Blades of Glory. I purchased them. I managed to get three in a row. If you're not there like 15 minutes early, you can't get more than two seats together.
Huh.
It's a joke, and they cost like $2 more.
Yeah, I don't recall any great cinematic experience difference.
Oh, really? Will Ferrell's nipple play didn't leap out at you? It's brilliance didn't stun you, director?
And I guess the screen's wider, too?
I don't even think it's that.
It's just different chairs.
I think the chairs are nicer.
Jesus
like, it's
Christ.
Already stadium seating, and they clean the floors. There's no syringes.
So what is this up to, 10 and 13 now?
Oh, God. The nighttime directors is like 13, 14, something like that.
But no, 10, like, for the regular?
Yeah. And even the, I think what kills me is the matinees have been hiked.
Yeah, it's not like 5 anymore.
Oh,
it's now like
they're 8.
They're 8
something. It's old. It's night prices from like a year ago.
I think that's the thing that I remember recently. I was like, that's effed up.
Oh, there's no cheating the Reaper.
Yeah. No, because it used to be like matinee was almost half price. Like evening would be 9, 8, 7, and matinee was like $4.50.
Yeah.
Right.
Nah, there's no getting out of it.
Not no more.
So, Will, I was riding the high of my Mike O'Mara show appearance, all 20 seconds of it, yesterday, and I did not attend the art gallery opening you attended.
That is correct.
So we can sound very cultured. Billy and Steve show coming at you, 3:35. Yeah, how did that go? You went with Mom, and typically when the three of us are out in public together, it's just carnage.
World War III.
Yeah, it's...
Trace.
Big mistake. Big mistake.
Don't go out.
Yeah, usually only... It's her, I guess. Because I think when she hangs out with, like... Yeah, because you and I always get along. And, like, Dad, we get along. It's, like,
for the
her
most part,
in
yeah.
a group. I don't know. It's like taking Nike out in public.
Nike is our incredibly feeble dog that...
hates strangers.
Hates everyone, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Will even bark at us if we're wearing glasses or something.
Yeah, it doesn't know her ass from a
and
hole
in the
ground.
And now she's really arthritic, so she'll just lie there and bark at you, which is kind of creepy.
No, the other night I was at Mom's house, and yeah, she's just like, she was up. She was standing up, and she was in like that intersection of the hallways, like by the kitchen,
mm-hmm.
and just like looking at some... arbitrary angle into the darkness and barking,
just losing it.
Yeah, but I mean, not looking at anything, like just standing in the blackness.
She's senile.
Yeah,
no. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I mean, she's still alive, and I don't know what she's in dog years. 80, 70.
She's 15. It's like
it tapers off though. It's not always like 3 per year.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or 7 per year.
That's what you say if you ever have sex with a minor. By the way, she was legal in dog years. No, bada bing. But, yeah, so how'd it go, man? I figured it would just be cats and dogs. Brilliant pun.
No, it's pretty good. Like,
it was for, what, a student of yours?
Yeah. It was also as an artist and a lawyer. Just got her master's in art.
Jesus Christ.
I know.
Okay, money bags.
Yeah, I guess. I mean...
she's got to be by default, right?
Well, just, I guess, since she's a lawyer, yeah.
Okay.
But, yeah, I mean, she also, like, doesn't have any kids or anything like that, so...
How old is she?
I don't know, late 30s, early 40s.
Okay.
So, yeah, I took some pictures.
How's the T's? How's the A's?
T's are huge. Hopefully she's not listening.
She's not listening. And what woman would take offense at hearing
well, no,
she has huge
like,
T's?
I know she's visited my MySpace page, so.
Really?
Which also has a link to the show, but her mom's in town. I doubt she's listening.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? If you are listening, mystery lawyer woman...
When did it get so fucking hard to get laid in this town?
Hook a brother up. That's all I'm saying. With your giant tees. Hook it up. But,
boy.
So she was painting all this crap or no? Or this is just...
Yeah, like her stuff, like photographs, sculptures, paintings.
Goddamn. All right, bon vivant.
Yeah, basically like her
bon
thesis,
vivant?
I guess.
How would we pronounce that?
I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. We're not French.
I've never even heard that one.
Really? It means good liver, I believe. Good life. Some
oh,
crap
good,
like
yeah.
that. Yeah, good.
Sounds gotta lay off the peyote. Right.
Yeah, there you go. No more big words out of Billy on today's Billy and Steve show.
So, you know, I was kind of like worried that, yeah, like bringing Mom there is like taking a junkyard dog to like a silent auction. It's just nothing good could possibly come from it. That's really the way I view it with her these days.
There is a bit of a loose cannon factor.
No, she's like socially retarded. And
I love
there's
her.
A couple instances. I mean, no, we were getting along fine, like talking and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I mean, like we got some like altercations, minor, like in the car, nothing big. That's just the way we talk.
The car
know?
Is the worst when it's the three of us. The car is, I'd rather be
because
on,
it's nothing but talk.
I'd rather be on the train to Auschwitz, honestly. I mean, it is, we always, it's fights about, you know what she does that kills me more than anything? If she's in the passenger seat.
She'll like do crap, like grip if you go too close. I mean,
grip
she's
if you go too quick.
Backseat driver, yeah.
Not only that, I think what really, really makes me just see red, I'm kind of an aggressive driver. You know, I've logged too much time in D.C. It comes with the
right.
territory.
And that's
kind
of like me because of my job.
Yeah.
And that's how I noticed with taxis. Like, everyone's like, oh, they're FC drivers.
No, they're just city drivers.
No, I can relate. It's just when you drive for a living, you get so angry at everybody else.
Yeah, because they
like,
suck.
This mother effer,
they,
yeah.
They, you know nothing. Exactly.
And that's why, yeah, you just get so goddamn angry all the time.
But
and
she will stamp an imaginary brake.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
Like, she's a damn driver's ed teacher who had one installed
the second
in the car.
Break, yeah.
It is ridiculous. I don't know. I'll just look over at it and seethe And what kills me is I'm hitting the brakes when she does that.
No, it makes you drive worse because, yeah, it startles you.
Yeah.
And, like, it actually could cause you to get in an effing accident.
It sounds like an effing counting horse in your car.
No, there's
like
sometimes,
one,
like...
1, 2, 3, 4.
No, like, it almost, like, made me, like, get a goddamn heart attack yesterday.
Oh, I've almost been in accidents because of her.
Dad actually used to do the same thing.
Oh, he was horrible as well. God rest him.
At least he didn't, like, make it vocal, though. I think you just notice him doing that kind of crap. Whereas mom will, like, do it and then say, like,
"Oh, he
watch
would,
out.
No, he would be like, what are you doing?
Yeah, but
me?
He'd be like, yeah, he'd yell, which to me is more acceptable than
yeah.
be like.
Oh, no, it's just, it was a burst of rage.
Be like, did you see that guy? He's getting so close.
Yeah. Watch out. Watch out. Watch out. That's my
yeah,
favorite.
That's the best thing to say, because then you do a 180 with your head. You're like,
yeah,
what?
Yeah, what, huh? Yeah.
Crash.
Is there a bat flying at the passenger side window? What? A
little more specific, please.
Yeah. Oh, Lordy. So it wasn't that bad?
No, like, I mean, she did some funny things. First of all, I was like, you know, this little arc gallery, so most everyone's standing. And then next to the, what's the word I'm looking for? Catering table?
Mm-hmm.
There's, like, this little office chair.
Yes, there was catering?
Yeah, I didn't have
it.
Oh,
God damn
it.
God damn it. Did they have the scallops and bacon?
No, but I mean, they had like...
Oh, then it wasn't that high.
No, like finger foods, like cheeses. Like, they had these little like fried veggie things she liked.
Huh.
They had like spanakopita, actually, strangely enough. Yeah, it was like, I guess, little fried zucchini balls, crap like that.
That's spinach pie to you white folks.
Yeah. No, that's why I was surprised. I was like, why do they have this weird Greek food?
Hmm.
Although, I actually saw something the other day that mentioned it, so I guess maybe it's kind of caught on.
Yeah, it's famous. Baklava is semi-famous.
You know, baklava is, everyone knows that, but like spinach pie, because I mean, isn't it still in that buttered phyllo?
Yeah.
So even though spinach, it's not healthy in the least.
No, it looks like...
It's like eating spinach wrapped around a stick of butter.
Oh my God, yeah, it looks like...
God, I remember Dad doing that when I was a kid.
No, every single layer of
you,
this
it's a, you
paper
paint
thin
on
phyllo dough, yeah,
melted butter,
painted on,
just like you're just shellacking a wall or something.
No, he had a bucket of melted butter that was like
that's like a gallon of it.
It was like 6 to 8 sticks melted down. I mean, it was like multiple
Jesus
boxes
Christ.
Of butter that got melted into this.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's like if you end up with baklava, the trade-off isn't that great. You know, you'd probably be better off eating a damn Hershey's bar, which tastes better.
Yeah, of course. Are you kidding?
Yeah,
Hershey's bar is like pushing 200 cal, maybe.
Yeah, it's just...
Baklava's like effing walnuts with butter.
I didn't even think about the walnuts. Christ, that's all fat,
it's
too.
It's just pure fatty nut with like saturated fat linking it all together.
And what's... Is it mixed with honey? Or?
It's a sauce made out of like cinnamon sticks and some honey.
And fat.
No, there's no fat in the sauce,
so it is,
but it's pure
like,
sugar.
Yeah, so it's like cinnamon crap, that's what I thought.
Yeah, I mean, you're not living too much longer after eating it. You got 6 to 8 weeks, tops.
Oh, Jesus H. But
God bless them making that stuff, though. We used to feed it to our teachers every Christmas.
That's true. Our fat public school elementary
yeah,
teachers.
Yeah, oh, it kept us out of trouble.
You're right. So, I didn't follow
it must have saved our asses a little bit, dude.
Well, yeah, because think about it. If you were a parent, would you do anything for your kids' teachers?
Hell no.
Me neither. It's like you pay your taxes, your job's done.
Yeah, I'd be like,
you have no more involvement required.
Yeah, I'd be like, better kiss a little more ass, Junior. You want that A? You
know? Yeah, God, I would never.
I'm not baking a damn thing.
Ugh, kids.
I don't
terrible.
Even think. Yeah, I mean, because that was Dad making that, and I don't know of many women that cook this day and age.
Yeah, no, I mean, you could also get it off in an effing store now.
Yeah, but the whole experience was it was homemade by the greasy Greeks.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right.
You know,
yeah,
because
she gave
like,
it to
look,
them, like,
I got the hookup.
Right.
It wasn't, you know, they could show off to their white friends that they didn't have it store purchased.
Nah.
Really? Like, look at me. I'm so cultured. Bleh.
Oh, Lord. When you say that, I can only think of, like, big, fat Mrs. Nordstrom in sixth
that
grade.
That is the effing teacher that was in my head, too. Good old Whaley Nordstrom, who was
oh, God,
such
what
a
fat bitch.
What a whore. Such a bitch. I hated her.
She hated me, too. Like, a lot of teachers, like, you gave the bad first impression, so they already had the chip on the shoulder when I came through 2 years later.
Only one teacher in all of elementary school liked me.
Which one?
That was Peasley, a.k.a. Mrs. Krabappel.
Oh, Jesus, you're right. She is, like, that character brought to life.
That's right, Rich. That's looks. Right, Rich.
Oh, yeah, just, like, all disheveled from smoke and drink and
divorce. And obviously,
divorce.
Like, hates everything, yeah.
Yeah, but Peasley loved me.
And looks like her, too.
I loved Peasley.
Same haircut, same dress.
But, yeah, oh, God, Raris hated me. Randall's. Or, yeah, Mrs. Seiko. Randall's, my third grade teacher. That's right when I got into Gifted and Talented.
She's one of those people like Mrs. Murphy, where I don't remember her being like really mean to me. Miss Murphy is like another fat bitch in high school.
Murphy hated me.
Yeah, me too. But
she really hated Stefan, and I was tight with Stefan.
And she's one of those teachers who, like, when mom goes in to talk to them, is like, no, I think, you know,
I
it's
think
like
the world
so
of
bright.
Them.
Yeah.
Yeah, and all they do is like hate you because you achieved more than their crappy kids.
I don't know, like, why they did that. You're just like, F with me. That's actually the only reason I took AP Euro in 10th grade.
What, to get out of Murphy?
No, like, she recommended me to mom. She's like, oh, I think Will is so smart. And she, like, kick me out every effing day.
I guess you could be a smart discipline problem, you know?
Yeah, but, like I think she seriously did it just to, like, let's put this mother effer in the hardest possible class.
I guess that makes you like the you know, the black kid in every smart black kid biopic, like Antoine Fisher. Yeah,
darkness, everybody.
you're brilliant, but a discipline problem.
No, I think she recommended me to take the college class because she wanted me to suffer.
Really?
Yeah, I was ready to take like whatever dummy regular ed class was supposed to follow it.
I think they can appreciate you, but at the same time, hate you.
She did.
You can recognize smarts and at the same time be like, I hate being around you.
The one thing that sticks in my memory, I was actually thinking this not too long ago. She was saying something like, I don't remember what. This kid, like, two seats over from me, maybe muttered under his mouth, like, bitch, or just something under his breath. And she's like, what did you say, Will? I was like, it wasn't me. It was
that's
this
right,
kid's
right.
name was Ross.
Right, right.
I think maybe because like, I
it
saw him
was
on
classmate
Facebook
Rick James.
Yeah, and any like all the people around me kept going like, no, it wasn't Will. It was Ross, and I still like ended up getting like kicked out.
Oh, happened multiple times.
I was just like, where's the effing justice?
I
like,
was so the black man of every.
Every
class.
Adjacent desk was saying I wasn't the one who said
darkness,
it.
Everybody. Yeah,
it just came down on us, man.
Oh, geez.
Honorary in on our t-shirts.
Yeah. Oh,
I
Lord.
Mean, I think for me, what kills me is they, after the fact, are like, I hope they knew that we loved them, and. They think those wounds didn't dig into you, but you're a dumb little kid.
No, that's like, you know, like the guy said,
that
mom
stuff
and dad,
never
like,
heals. I remember when she was, you know, like, I'm not going to name any names, but like when a couple of them had like the big casino, the big Captain C, the cancer, the scythe.
Who? Name names. I guess I don't know who you're talking about.
I think it was, God.
Ms.
Seiko and Raris.
Oh, elementary school.
Yeah, a couple of the elementary school teachers got
remember.
The big C. And, you know, I'm like 25 and supposed to be mature. My first reaction is good. F them. Like, it just didn't, you know, I grew up feeling like crap because of these people. Like, I was the rogue. It made me what I am. You know, I wouldn't be dicking off behind a microphone if they had been like, hey, John, you're so smart and shiny, you know, get into a good school and all that. Instead, they fed into my whole, you know, Jimbo Jones, Nelson Muntz, I'm the, you know, Bart Simpson. I'm the funny outcast.
Bad seed.
Yeah, exactly. I'm the bad seed.
I'm a class clown.
Yeah, I'm a class clown, and I'm going to keep mom and dad off my back by getting good grades. And, oops, I'm going to do drugs, too, but I'm still going to get good grades and keep them off my back. And that was my whole gimmick back then, my whole shtick.
Yeah, I kind of did that, too, but I never, like, really had any grudge against any... There was one, you never had her, Miss Harvey in Rocky Run. My 8th grade social studies teacher, that bitch really hated me, and I hated her too. I mean, that was, like, ugly.
Oh, no, I had some teachers. It was open warfare. I'm trying to remember. I know I had an 8th grade civics teacher, and she was...
Who'd you have?
Oh, I couldn't tell you with a gun to my head. But
I remember Mr. Olson. That was, like, more prowl, like, fun.
Yeah, Olsen.
Like, I'd screw
grade.
Around, he'd kick me
kick
out.
Kick you out, yeah.
Everyone
it was just
had
a, running
a good
goof.
Laugh.
Exactly. Everyone had their
and then his,
their
like,
yuckles.
Evil brother, Mr. King, in 12th grade
oh,
for me.
Yeah.
Who would also kick me
kick
out.
Kick you
constantly.
Out for the hell of it. Yeah, but it's kind of a running gag.
Yeah, no, it was the same thing with Kay Prowl.
Yeah, where it was.
And
but
eventually,
love.
It got to the point where it was so ridiculous. I remember one time he kicked me out for getting up out of my seat, going to his desk, and getting a tissue. It's just like I go to blow my nose, you know, which is like
darkness,
you're allowed to do. Yeah. It's just like, Will, get out.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'd somehow disrupted class. But, yeah, I remember Morris reminded you the time I forgot I started shaving in the back of his class. Like, the electric razor. God.
Like, Kearney.
Yeah, exactly. No,
Simpsons just... fame. No, I know this was, she was telling it, Schindler's List had just come out that year, and her, you know, she's of Jewish descent.
I see where this is going on.
Yeah, you know, my sense of humor. And so she's telling a story about her, God, grandpa was beat by the Nazis under a tin roof while rain was on it. And so whenever he heard rain on metal,
he'd go nuts.
Yeah, and it was raining outside when she told me this, and I just started laughing. And so she boots me, and then she calls me back in, and she's like, "Do you know why I did that?" Yeah. And it goes forth, and at the very end, I say, "Yeah, mein Führer." You know? Oh,
Jesus.
And she
Christ.
Just boots me again. You know, I just didn't care, man. I wasn't going to kowtow to her. Not that I'm anti-Semitic in the least or something.
I know, but that, yeah, I could see that.
It was just setting me off, though. It's like, yeah, I'm sorry that, like, your grandpa, you know, his beating was so traumatic to you.
Well, that's like, what I asked, you know? Now that I'm an adult, it's like, if you
were banged
saw...
up the cornhole by Turks, you don't see me walking funny because of it.
If you saw, like, say you were in her shoes, and some, like, 13-year-old boy starts laughing.
Assassin.
Like, what the hell do you expect from him? There's, yeah. like, all these teachers that expect you to act like an adult.
Well, they're so idealistic.
And no, I think the only reason I can think of it is, especially if they're women, which most of the time they are,
mm-hmm.
it's like I've noticed when I'm teaching, just boys are effing retards.
Yeah.
Like, girls, like, even, like, as young as seven, like, they actually act like human beings.
They know how to sit down and shut the F up.
Yeah, like, the way, you know, like, you and I are capable of doing now.
Yeah, guys,
boys
just
are
a
just,
pissing
like,
contest.
So ADD and hyper, and I mean, I'm sure it's, like, infinitely worse now.
Yeah.
With like all these
oh,
like
retarded,
effing
yeah.
shoot 'em up games, yeah. It's just
God, that was the oldest statement we've had on the show in a while. He's effing shoot 'em up.
Damn Doom, Wolfenstein 3D,
the games of DOS 3. Yeah,
but yeah, it's just, and I mean, there are articles about that. How like you know now there's more women in college, like getting higher education, and like boys even as young as grade school is
oh,
like,
we're
falling
just
further and further.
5 years, it's just gonna be Xbox and meth for every boy.
Yeah, and they're saying, like, they're actually thinking of, like, splitting up co-ed schools now because it's, like, boys
good.
And these retards
Ray's
that need
like
special
Mad Max
attention.
Thunderdome. Chainsaw fights to weed out the unfit.
Knife fights a la Beat It. We yeah. tie the wrists together.
And we'll dance as we
exactly.
fight.
And no one gets cut mysteriously enough.
Yeah. And Eddie Van Halen always is playing a solo. Well, sir, it's...
Are we about done?
About 3:52, I like to give Squire the buffer and give us a full outro.
Time to be hitting the old dusty trail.
Yeah. All Will?
Right. Fun time BSing.
Yeah, thank you for being awake this time. I appreciate
Not
it.
Not getting to anything on our extensive pre-planned agenda.
Yeah, actually, we got to it all.
Oh, well, whatever.
We did well.
Good enough.
We done good, Bear.
And I got to piss again.
All right, enjoy. Everybody, till next week, it's the Steve and Billy Show. 12 and 14-year-old retards who are well paid. A good day.
I just want you to remember one thing. This is your true love. Every night, the show is here for you. Everything else is bull.
Where are the sausages? Where are the sausages? You said you'd bring me sausages. I don't see no sausages. I want sausages. Sausages are good. Sausages are good. We are all sausages. I want sausages. I want.